This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. $7 billion. That's what Citigroup is said to be set to pay to settle charges with the Justice Department over questionable mortgage-backed securities and other shenanigans during the housing boom and bust. It is not the first, nor is it likely the last, 10 or more figure payment from a bank closing out an unsavory episode. And we have looked before at where the money goes and who is often responsible for the misdeeds. But where does the payment number itself come from? The, in this case, $7 billion. It's a lot of money. Is it art? Is it science? Is it a little bit of black magic? I don't know. Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith gets us going.
There's an art and a science to figuring out a settlement like this, says James Cox, professor of securities law at Duke.
So they began by looking at how much was actually underwritten by Citibank. And then the next thing is trying to compare that with what happened before.
What happened before being J.P. Morgan's settlement. Charles Peabody has crunched those numbers. He's with financial research firm Portales.
Their total settlement was about $13 billion on $460 billion of residential mortgage-backed securities underwritten. That represented about a 3% penalty.
Using that formula, Citigroup should only owe about $2.5 billion, not $7 billion. Citi sold about $90 billion worth of mortgage-backed securities. But, says Peabody, Citi played a more active role in its investments.
Most of Citigroup's losses were in bonds that they underwrote themselves, where a lot of the losses in the case of J.P. Morgan and Bank of America came from firms that they acquired during the financial crisis.
Like Toxic Mortgage Machines, Bear Stearns, and Washington Mutual, which J.P. Morgan acquired under the supervision of the government. And then there's the element of negotiation. Citigroup may have floated the $7 billion figure to see how shareholders would take it. John Coffey directs Columbia's Center on Corporate Governance.
And they may resist and push back more if they're getting a very negative reaction from the market.
So far, Citigroup investors are holding pretty steady. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.